This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hey, this is Dale Gentry welcoming you to another classic interview here on BPNRadio.com. For over 3 years, I've had many special guests here on BPNRadio.com. So during the following hour, we're going to replay one of those great interviews. Please remember that the following interview has been pre-recorded and may include some dated content. However, well, you're going to be blessed by another one of our special classic interviews here on BPNRadio.com. It's good to have with me on the phone Brandon Baumgarten, who grew up in the small town of Oilton, Oklahoma. And from 2011 to 2013, Brandon served the state of Oklahoma FFA Association as state secretary, state president, and as a national officer candidate representing nearly 25,000 students on the local, state, and national levels. Brandon is a recent graduate of Oklahoma State University with a degree in agricultural leadership and was even named a top 10 student. Brandon authored and published the highly sought-after leadership book, Called Up and Called Out, a book designed to help people realize the impact they can make in their world. And in 2011, he was selected as one of the top 50 high school speakers in the United States. He's a trainer. He's a Zig Ziglar Legacy and Youth Certified Trainer, speaking at many corporate retreats, staff development, school assemblies, youth events, and more. And he also, of course, talks about some other subjects: decision-making, servant leadership, resolving conflict, social media, anti-bullying. And he's a very encouraging guy with a very busy schedule. And recently he married his sweetheart. Brandon, it's good to have you on BPN Radio today.
Oh, great to be here again with you, Dale.
Well, it's my pleasure, my honor. I know a lot of things are happening in your life, and as well as a brand new album that you have just brought out, and we're trying to pull
right.
that we're trying to pull that up so we can play a couple of songs here, and we're believing that's going to work. So tell me what's going on. You recently gotten married, and you're continuing with your speaking, your ministry. Give me a little update. What's happening with Brandon Baumgarten?
Sure. Well, like you said, Dale, this past summer I had a chance to marry up. I married a beautiful girl from DePaulpa, Oklahoma, and she is just an amazing girl. Her name is April, and she is a kindergarten teacher, which means she comes home every day with a brand new story about a brand new event, and she's just everything I need and a helpmate and a partner in what I do, and she's just been tremendous. And we celebrated 6 months, 6 months in February coming up. So that means I have not been in the doghouse, and we've been in survival modes, but we're making it. And, I just love her to pieces, and God really blessed me there with another great, great person in my life. And I'm really excited about what God has in the future there. Going forward, you know, we got that album out just this last December, and really been trying to promote it, getting it out there. It's a Southern Gospel album, has 15 tracks on it. 10 are cover songs, 4 are originals, and then I have one that's an old hymn, Be Thou My Vision. And I'm really trying to hope that it impacts people and gets the message out that we need to make room for Jesus. And that's really, in essence, what the message of the album is to let people know that we need to make room for Jesus, because many times we prioritize our schedules and our calendars, and we forget that we really need to make room for the King of Kings in our hearts. So that's really the message of it, Dale.
I appreciate that. And of course, you know, I love Southern Gospel. We play some of it.
Yeah.
In fact, we play all kinds of music on BPNRadio.com. But I do like the Southern Gospel song. So you have some old and new on there, right?
Old and new, yes.
Yeah.
God, I'd Rather, Jesus, and many others.
Okay, I'm going to try to pull some of your music up. Tell us about what's, I know you're speaking a lot in high schools, particularly all across the state of Oklahoma. Tell us what's happening in high schools. I know that you have been speaking in high schools for several years now. And tell us what the climate is. And I know that you're addressing anti-bullying. There's a lot of bullying going. You're doing anti-bullying seminars. But tell us what's going on with the bullying. Is that increasing? What is happening there?
Well, you know, bullying today has become not so much physical as it has become cyber. Cyberbullying has become one of the biggest issues that students are facing right now in terms of student issues. Bullying escalates because we have a lot of things that we say online, and it fuels really bad arguments and conversations, and it leads to a very bad narrative when you're dealing with people. And so it's ruining relationships, and it's causing a decay in how we treat people and our behavior. And so all these things are culminating to cyberbullying, and that's a big problem in America right now. Social media, that type of awareness, what to post, what not to post, should I say this about this one person, or should I say it directly to them? And when you have this outlet of cyberbullying, it creates more drama and more conflict, and these are all things that are hurting our schools today. And I believe if we are very intentional about what we post and very intentional about building relationships instead of trying to tear down relationships, I think you'll see a bigger promise in the future for a lot of our students today. And I think we're starting to see that. I think people are starting to get a hold that what I put on Snapchat or Facebook or Twitter, it does have ramifications. I think students are picking up on that, and I think they're starting to see the big picture. And I truly believe that God is calling this generation for a very specific reason, and I'm excited because I know that this generation has so many tools and opportunities in front of it with so many things at their disposal, and I believe God really wants to use them in an uncommon way for an uncommon time. And that's encouraging to me, even though there's a lot of student issues right now, and cyberbullying and bullying is just one of the many issues that are going on. I believe Harvard did a study, and they said back in the 1950s, the top three school issues in America were like talking while the teacher was talking, and being late to class, and even chewing bubble gum. But today, if you were to fast forward those statistics, they were doing another study, and they found that the top three school issues in America were teen pregnancy, teen suicide, and then you had bullying and cyberbullying. And it just tells you about the trend that has been made over time. But I believe it's incumbent upon us as Christians to rally the cry and say, God, we need you more, and be that example that we need to be both online and offline. So that's kind of my whole bit on bullying and cyberbullying. It's becoming an issue, but I believe God is bigger than it.
Yeah. And I know, Brandon, that more requests are coming in concerning parents whose children are being bullied. What would you say to parents? Yeah. I mean, what would you? Some kids may not even be sharing it with their parents. What would you say to parents concerning the bullying of their son and daughter?
You know, I would say that their students are in a war zone, and I believe that our schools, a lot of our schools today, they're facing battles that no generation has really had to face to this extent before. Things have really escalated, and I would tell them that what these students really need, they need to feel valued, they need to feel important, and they need to feel that they're worth something. And I feel like a lot of times as parents, we don't always feel that to our children, but I think it's a great opportunity to invest in their lives and let them know that there is something for them. A lot of times these reasons, these problems occur is because we have people out there who don't have a very good self-worth or self-image. You and I both know our self-image and self-worth is identified to Christ, but many students don't feel that today. And so bringing up students in that good Christian home is something that's going to pay dividends for them down the road. So that would be my message to parents.
Building self-esteem, I know, is very, very important. How did I know you are a very confident young man. I've known you now for several years, and you are you're a multi-talented guy, Brandon. Preaching and speaking and singing, and you just have so many writing, so many different gifts. How did your parents build that self-esteem, self-worth in you growing up? How did they do that?
Well, I have two amazing parents that really spoke into my life at a young age. Something that I was always afraid of when I was a kid, I was always afraid of the dark. And my dad one day got a hold of me, and he said something to me I'll never forget. He said, "Son, be bold, be strong, for the Lord thy God is with you." And when he said that to me, it shook my life because it made me realize that my faith in Christ needed to be greater than my fear. Mm-hmm. And this boldness and confidence that I have is because I had parents that believed in me and showed me that God was the most important thing for us to cling to. And that faith that was in us was greater than anything we can encounter. That greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. And so when my parents really started speaking in my life, we were homeschooled at the time. We came out to Oklahoma. My dad became a pastor and attended a Christian school for a while, and then ended up going to a public school. And all through that time, God began to build my faith and build my confidence, and I began to understand that he had a plan and a purpose for my life. And there's many people today who don't know that. They don't know that God has a plan and a purpose for their life. Once you understand your plan and purpose, I promise you, your confidence will grow and your faith in Christ will grow. That's something that continues to grow my faith and encourages me that this God who is so big and so awesome and so glorious has a plan for Brandon, and he's got a plan for everyone else out there too.
Well, I agree with that. So tell me, Brandon, not only did I previously mention all the giftings you have, but you also involved in the political realm and government. How do you merge all of these different opportunities you're having? How do you merge those together? How does that work?
Well, it can be a challenge. You know, I help recruit candidates right now and consult people on how to run a campaign and try to recruit people to run for office that are Christians and conservatives. And, you know, that can be a tough deal because the political realm is it's very hostile. And, you know, faith can be a hard thing to find in the political realm. But understanding that God has called us for such a time as this, you know, we live in a critical world and we need critical people. And I believe God is calling people to step up and lead right now more than ever. And so when I'm having those conversations with people, I'm really trying to persuade them to say, you know what, I believe God is calling you for such a time as this. Will you step up and lead when we need you to lead? And that's a conversation that I'm hoping more people in government will take place, that we are a government that is ordained by God. Our currency says, in God we trust. Our country is founded on it, and I believe there are leaders out there who are ready to renew that vision and bring us back to where we're called to be, and that's with God.
Mm-hmm. Well, I certainly believe that, and I know that you've been interested in the political realm for a long time,
yeah.
And been influential. You're just a young man, but you've accomplished so much, and you have stepped out there and stepped into arenas that a lot of young people are just afraid to do that. So how would you encourage the millennials, your generation, to exercise the gifts and talents and abilities that is inside of them? Many of them, they've got it, but they just don't exercise it, don't take the step. But you're a dreamer, and you know, and I know, watching you for the past several years, that dreams really do come true. What would you say to your generation?
I would say there is no better time to lead than right now. And I believe God is calling us today to do something big for him. And that's not hyperbole. That's not exaggerated, Dale. I truly believe God has something great for everybody who's willing to get involved. And I know that everybody that is in my generation, we get a lot of stereotypes. We get a lot of labels of being a lazy generation or a very tech-savvy generation. But I believe God wants to use this generation very specifically. You know, if you look at David or you look at Joshua, you look at Gideon, people who had insecurities and things that didn't exactly go according to their plan, but God had such a big plan and he saw something in them. He uses messed up people to do amazing things. And I'm so incredibly encouraged that we don't have to be perfect to be used by a perfect God. And he has such a perfect plan for us. And we have to understand as millennials that this generation could have a huge impact on the kingdom of God if we use what we have. God has called us to be courageous. We are more than ambassadors through him who loved him. We're more than conquerors. And I believe we need to get a hold of that word and run with it, because the gifts that are inside of us aren't just for us. They're for others. And when we share that gift and we allow God to use those gifts for his glory, there's no telling what we can do with it, because he is a God who continues to do amazing things. He sees where we're at. He's got a plan that's brighter than tomorrow, and he sees the big picture, and he understands that, you know what, if I could just use what you have, watch what I can do. It reminds me of the boy who was at the Sermon on the Mount, and Jesus was going to feed the multitudes, and the disciples had no idea how he was going to do it. but he took just what the little boy had and all of a sudden did an amazing miracle.
Yeah.
And that's what God is wanting. He's wanting availability, not just abilities. And that encourages me, and I hope that encourages millennials to step up and say, God, use me in ways I never dreamed, because that's the heart cry that's going to move a nation right there, is when we get out of our comfort zone and say, God, here are my strengths, here are my dreams, here are my plans, use what you want, and that's when we start seeing things happening, Dale.
Yeah, I agree. I agree, Brandon. I've been encouraged lately. You know, you and I both are sports fans. We probably have different teams in Oklahoma, but you know, I've been encouraged when Alabama won the national championship and the quarterback that led him to the victory. You know, he immediately began to express thanks to God and his love for Jesus Christ. And then two of the quarterbacks that's been in the playoffs in the NFL, you know, one quarterback said, you know, this is the best thing's ever happened to you. He said, no, the best thing was when I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior when I got married, then this is the third best thing. And then, of course, the quarterback that's playing for the Philadelphia Eagles this Sunday in the Super Bowl, you know, he has expressed his love for Jesus. And so I believe there's a lot that's coming out of the closet in the millennials and sharing their faith.
Yeah.
For a while I was really being challenged, but I'm encouraged, and I'm encouraging all millennials to step out, share their faith, and begin to exercise what God is doing in their lives. And, you know, as a spiritual grandfather to you, you know, that I have great passion. I have great passion to see young people excel and to hold the microphone for other people, hold the ladder for other people, let them talk, let them climb, let them sing, let them preach. And I just believe that these are wonderful days of opportunity. I just believe these are wonderful days of opportunity. And I know that you are a motivator, you are an encourager. You are one that wants to help people get their head up, and I want you to talk to our listeners today, particularly those that wants to be involved in what God is doing here in 2018. I'm calling it the breakout year. I want you to let them know how they can get in touch with you, how they can contact you. They may want to. I know you're available to go to churches. You're able to go to schools. You're able to speak into different people groups. And I can tell everybody from personal experience, they will not be disappointed in having Brandon Bumgarten come to their church, their school, their activity, whatever it may be. I mean, you are a blessing. So just tell the people how they can contact you.
Well, thank you, Dale, and God gets all the glory for what I've done, and I know that He is the reason that I'm here, and I'm on the radio with you today. But the best way people can get in touch with me is go to my website. It's www.brandonbumgarten.com. It's just my name. You just put in the blanks, and that's the best way to get in touch with me. A lot of people hit me up on Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter. I'm all on there. I have an online presence, and I would love to connect with you. I do speak at a lot of churches, a lot of schools. I can craft my message to customize whatever audience I'm talking to, but I'm also going to let the Holy Spirit lead when I'm speaking, and that's something I'm trying very hard to be sensitive to. So if you'd like to connect with me, I would love to connect with you.
Well, I know that anybody would be blessed to do that, and to also purchase your new album, which we're still trying to download in our Dropbox and play. But while we're trying to do that, I want you to talk to us about what do you see as the spiritual climate of the political realm, the spiritual climate in the public school system? Give me an insight. I mean, you are involved in so many different territories, so many venues, so many arenas. I mean, you have a pretty good grasp of what is happening in these different locations, different venues. Well, what do you see happening in the realm of the spiritual? What is taking place from your perspective?
I think there is a moving of the spirit that is it is humbling, but it's also convicting. You know, our country is at a point where we're trying to figure out where to go, what's the next decision, and we're at a crossroads. but I truly believe that God is going to do something big for our country, and I mean that politically. I think there's mm-hmm. renewed optimism. There's a renewed vision right now with our country that you're seeing, and this is something that our country desperately needs, a turning back to what was instilled in our country in the very beginning.
Yeah.
And once our country politicians get a hold of that, there's no telling the way they're going to be able to govern and the way they're going to be able to lead. Our founding fathers founded this country with the belief in having religious freedom, but also a sense of belief in God. And I think now more than ever, we need that belief. And I think leaders are beginning to understand that, especially with the president we have. I think we have a president that is very pro-Christian, and he's trying very hard to do things that are glorifying to God, not just for America. And I think that's something incredible that we have. Mm-hmm. But I also think we need to also believe that we need to pray for him more than ever.
Yeah.
Because as much as we take a stand for Christ, we also need to be praying for these leaders who are taking a stand for Christ, because the target on their back is so big, and they're trying to be bold in what they believe in, but also they're trying to be bold in getting things done. And I think that's something that as political leaders, they're trying to be susceptible to. Landscape-wise for our high schools, I really believe that God is wanting to do something great with this generation. And a lot of people have written this generation off, saying that they're lazy and they're not cool and they're not the generation that we want them to be. Well, there may not be the generation you want them to be, but they're the generation that is needed to respond to God right now. Because I believe that there are gifts and talents and opportunities and people that are positioned precisely in this generation that God wants to use in a very dynamic way. The question is, will this generation allow God to lead? And I think that's a great question that I'm looking forward to the day when our generation responds. God's calling it Daniels. He's calling it Gideons. He's calling it people to rise and stand. And I believe we're just seeing the beginning of that. I truly believe Jesus can have his way with our generation. And the spiritual landscape, I think, is going to show evidence of that very soon.
Oh, I believe that. I believe that, Brandon.
Yeah.
What? Where are you headed? I mean, you still have some political aspirations. What do you see happening?
You know, I would love to run for office one of these days, but I'm trusting in God to lead. And right now, my motto is that I'm trusting in Jesus for everything, and I mean that everything, every direction, every plan, every decision. And I truly believe that He's got the plan, and I'm just trying to be available to it.
Well, That is a wonderful thing. I want you to pray for whoever's listening, however the Holy Spirit leads you, Brandon. And right before you pray, tell the people again how they can purchase your new album. I believe I have it. I believe I have a song called "Occupy Me." That's from your new album,
yep.
Right? Okay.
Yep. Yep.
Got it. I'm gonna play it. Tell people how they can get your album, and once again how they can get in touch with you. And then I want you to say a prayer.
Absolutely. Well, best way to get in touch with me, again, is my website. It is www.brandonbumgarden.com, and just my name.com, and you'll find on there that you can order my CD, you can purchase it. You can also, if you don't want to do the website, you can go to my Facebook or my Twitter. A lot of people connect with me on there, and they can order my CD that way, and I will make sure it's mailed to your address. I also have Twitter and Instagram and LinkedIn and a lot of other sites that I'd be glad to connect with you. So.
Yeah.
And MySpace, you're still there. So
yeah, I follow you a lot on Instagram. You're
right.
You're everywhere, and I know that you desire to help a lot of people get on social media. You're a very talented man, Brandon.
Great.
It's great to have you on today. Why don't you pray? I'm going to play some worship music. You pray, and then I'm going to play one of your songs. Really appreciate you being here today.
Thank you, Dale. Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are a God who is not finished with us yet. You have so much in store for us, God, and there's so much in store for this generation, for this country, for our leaders, God, and for our future. And Father, I pray that we would not lose sight of that. Lord, your word says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And Father, I pray that our nation would choose you as our Lord every day, Father, from here on out, God. Lord, that we would not put anything in front of you, God, but
yes.
That you would be our number one priority, God.
Yes,
that
Lord.
You would be our one true God in every area of our lives, Jesus. Well, we exalt you, Father. We lift up the name of Jesus. We wouldn't just talk about you, God, but Lord, we would live your name out in our actions, God. Lord, that we would find room in our hearts, God, for you. And God, we know that there is a lot ahead of us, God. We know that you have a future. We know that you got a plan and a purpose. And Lord, we know that we don't do everything right. Lord, we do things very wrong. But we know, God, that you are a God who is there for us. And you're calling us out, and you're saying, let me use you, yes. Let me direct you, let yes. me lead you. And Father, I pray that you would continue to quicken hearts with an urgency to respond to you, God. Lord, that we would get on our knees, and that we would call down heaven and say, God, use me in ways I've never dreamed. And God, we would get to the secret places in our lives, God, and say, God, here you go, Lord. Let's be intimate. Let's be personal, Father. And we would build that relationship with you, God, that hearts would be receptive, that eyes would be open, that our hands and our feet would be moving, God, to what you want us to be, God, as our active being a part of your body, your church. And Lord, that people would be changed by these actions, God, and that lives would be infused with the gospel, knowing that you are the hope that all men need and all men are looking for, God. We thank you, God, for what you're doing through Brother Dale and his ministry. I thank you, Father, for what an influence he's been on my life and so many other lives. I pray, God, that you would continue to use him in a very mighty way, Lord, that you would strengthen his ministry, bless his ministry, Lord, continue to use him in the ways, Lord, that he has never dreamed, God, because we know, yes. Father, there is a great ministry here and a great blessing that is here, Father. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Brandon Baumgarten. Glad to have you on. And here is Brandon singing a song from his brand new album. This one's called Occupy Me. Brandon Baumgarten here on BPN Radio.
An empty heart, broken words and scattered thoughts. Here I am, Lord, once again. My heart's abandoned in the end. Occupy me, occupy me. Lord Jesus, come reside in these bones. Occupy me. Occupy me, Jesus, make our hearts your home. Fill us with your presence, come and dwell within us. We were made to house the Lord. Fill us with your power as we lift you high. To house the Lord, Jesus, occupy me. I can't explain it, my heart is vacant. I invite you inside. I'm crying on my knees. I'm praying, Savior, please. Occupy me, occupy me. Lord Jesus, come reside in these bones. Occupy me, occupy me. Jesus, make our hearts your home. Fill us with your presence. Come and dwell within us. We were made to house the Lord. Fill us with your power as we lift you higher. We were made to house the Lord. Jesus, occupy me. My life, it was stranded, but grace apprehended. My life is in your hands. My heart, it was vacant, but you came within it. My
Okay, there you have a great song, Brandon Bumgarten. It's good to have Brandon on today. That's from his new album, Occupy Me. That's great.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax-deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
I can see the light. sacrifice, salvation, humility, righteousness, faithfulness, grace, forgiveness.
Thank you. church going kind of guy who loves his grandkids in his car. He's a follower of the one and only Savior. Loves his wife, Zoe Jean. Well, he's a man with
Lord of all the earth. this be true? It was you standing at the grave, Son of God rising up again, for all the world to know that God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. And God is with us. Our God is with us. You are here, you are here, Emmanuel. You are here, you are here, Emmanuel. And you will stand by our side, Emmanuel. You abide with us, Emmanuel.
Mm-hmm.